Self-will is a gift from our Lord. It enables us to form opinions, develop attitudes, and take directions. Self-will is at the same time the most wonderful and the most dangerous gift we received in our humanity. Pride is an attitude that we willfully and purposefully choose to take on. We can choose to exalt ourselves and we can choose to humble ourselves. Moses did not understand the nature of our Lord because the truth about him was never known by any man until he manifested himself in the flesh as our Lord Jesus Christ. Moses did not understand that our Lord can see the end from the beginning, that he is omniscient. So when the Lord told Moses that Pharaoh would harden his heart, Moses took it to mean that the Lord would harden Pharaoh's heart. How else could he know what Pharaoh would do? Pharaoh was full of pride, and his pride caused him to reject Moses' call for release. When a person operates in pride, they are resisted by God and so become self-destructive. When a person resists God, their heart automatically hardens. As in similar instances where God is attributed with a direct action that forces an individual in a certain direction, the reality is that the person's self-will, developed attitude toward God, has a predictable pattern of behavior. The original Hebrew word that was translated here as harden actually means strengthen. So the point was that the Lord had given Pharaoh the strength of will, the self-will, to come against him. In other verses where Pharaoh's heart was hardened, we see that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. So, who was actually responsible for Pharaoh's hardened heart? The Lord or Pharaoh? The answer is both. The Lord gave Pharaoh self-will. Pharaoh's self-will hardened his own heart.